Just about anybody who knows anything about aging warns against just heading for the recliner in retirement. Maybe we don't want to work full-time late in life, but we do need to do something to keep ourselves interested and healthy. Engaged, you could say. Engage is the name of a nonprofit that works to keep seniors with modest incomes busy and interested. The organization's name capitalizes the age in Engage. Engage's primary work is in Southern California, but it recently set up shop in Portland as well. It will send reps to this week's Oregon Arts Summit in Corvallis. Two people from Engage join us. Tim Carpenter, welcome to you, Tim.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thanks for having us.
And Nancy Goodhart is here as well. Thank you for joining us, Nancy.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to be here.
So for either one of you, Engage has been in Southern California for a while now. Talk about how the organization got started, if you would.
Sure. This is Tim. About 18 years ago, I was working in healthcare and tired of banging my head against the brick wall known as Medicare to try and create change for older adults. And I met a senior housing developer who was building independent, affordable senior apartment communities and walked into my first one. And I think the moment that this started with me was walking over to the wall. I met a couple of pretty amazing people sitting in the club room, not really doing anything. And I looked at the calendar on the wall for what they had to look forward to every week. And the calendar had two things on it, bingo on Tuesday nights and donuts on Saturday morning.
That was it.
And I thought for one thing, if that's the bar I have to jump over, anyone can look like a genius in this industry. So it all started there.
You mentioned hitting the Medicare brick wall. What kinds of things was it stopping you from doing?
We were trying to create a holistic system to treat older adults. You know, treating older adults medically, there's a lot of peril. People see multiple doctors. They're on medications. Not everyone knows what medications they're on. And the elephant in the room with aging is isolation. You know, we have a lot of seniors living in our society who are isolated, and isolation was recently compared to smoking as a national health crisis.
So let's bring Nancy in here, and you can tell us what kinds of facilities you usually work in.
Yes, we work with seniors as well as families, low income predominantly, and it is about presenting opportunity for them, and much more opportunity than donuts and bingo, and using arts as an avenue for expression and a way to build community and create an opportunity for value of the past years of life.
And about how often? I mean, how many times a week are people from Engage going to see the seniors at the facilities that they visit?
Consistently. We have a full calendar that has a varied schedule from day to day and week to week, with some consistency week after week, but on a daily basis we have various classes offered by teaching artists as well as community building events and opportunities for socialization and ideas. We have culminating events, really exciting things that we pull everybody together to do. So that at the end of a class, we can present something that's welcomed by everyone in a community opportunity.
Like putting on a show at the end of a drama course or something?
Yeah, putting on a show, creating an art exhibit, an open mic for reading and telling your story, and your voice is heard, and you're recognized, as well as our lives of the past years and experiences are recognized.
Now, I notice you even have a radio show on the air in L.A. once a week, Nancy.
Yes, that airs on Sunday, I believe. Is that correct, Tim?
Yeah, it's Experience Talks. It's on KPFK in L.A. and that podcast, several other places. We actually use that as a culminating event for the residents often, too, and sometimes record the program live in the communities where our residents live.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So once a week you pop that out. So what are some of the other things? We talked a little bit sort of obliquely about arts offerings and other sorts of work, but there's a pretty long list here, it looks like, from writing and performing plays to dance classes to mentoring at-risk children even.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we try and do, we call it a whole person approach. So we deliver programs in wellness and lifelong learning, arts and creativity, intergenerational programming, community building. And in each category, what we're really trying to do is challenge people. The whole concept from the beginning was to make retirement more like college versus living in one of these lonely places where no one wants to go. So we hire professional-level teachers, and we teach classes on a semester basis where there's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and at the end of it have these great culminating events. So, you know, we've done all kinds of amazing things. You mentioned the at-risk teens. We developed, in partnership with a developer in Southern California, a concept called the Senior Arts Colony. And it's basically a senior apartment community that has arts as the physical and intellectual amenity that holds the project together. The first one in Burbank is next to a school for at-risk teens, and we pair a creative senior with a kid who's in trouble in school and have a semester-long arts program. And we've done stuff like, you know, we've done crazy programs like claymation videos where they'll pair and make 15 short claymation videos together. We've done mural projects and films. We did a rap video one year where we brought in a spoken word artist and had the elders and kids learn and write rap together.
Wow. That sounds amazing. We're talking to the folks at Engage, emphasis on age, that is capitalized in the name of the nonprofit. Tim Carpenter and Nancy Goodhart are from Engage, which is primarily based in Southern California, but has just gone to work in Portland as well. They'll be speaking at the Oregon Arts Summit on October 7th, later this week in Corvallis. You can join us right now on the Jefferson Exchange to ask about the program offerings and the kinds of things they do at Engage. 800-838-3760 to join in by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We're talking about the facilities here, though, so is it generally assisted living kinds of places? Can it just be apartment complexes where a lot of seniors live? Or, I mean, what sorts of places do you go?
We focus on independent seniors, so it's all independent apartment communities where we work. And the goal being that we put programs in, get people engaged. That creates behavioral change, and that creates lengthened independence and increased health as people get older, especially in low income. You know, we serve a population that has very little access to the next level of care. Most of the people that we serve cannot in any way, shape, or form afford assisted living. So people tend to age inappropriately in place and end up in nursing homes and boarding cares versus staying independent longer and out of that need for that. So it really helps people to remain where they are.
I see the average income listed from your website, $10,800 per year, which is not much. Only 46% still own a car, and even fewer drive. Only 16% are still employed, and primarily only 22% engaged in activity prior to Engage. So they weren't doing much before Engage showed up on the scene. How, Tim, do you afford to provide the programs that you provide?
We go in and we partner with the developer owners of the building. So the developer that owns the community pays us a fee for delivering the programs inside the building, and then we go out and match that fee with contributed income to do more. So it's financially, it's a pretty cool model in that we get the people who own the buildings to have skin in the game. Most subsidized housing requires some form of programs, and what we've done is taken the basic need stuff that's delivered in the required programs and raised contributed income as a nonprofit to create better programs with more proven results to get people healthier and to stay out of higher levels of care.
Was that baseline, the bingo once a week and donuts once a week that you were talking about, is that about the limit of what was required?
It really was meant to be more than that. You know, I think what happens is that, you know, I don't think developers... this is not their area of expertise. Developers build buildings. And touchy-feely people like Nancy and I want to create a lifestyle program for the people who live in them. So you know, the original concept was to provide something on site, and it was more of a social work type model where people would be connected to low-income services in the neighborhood and know about Meals on Wheels, which really doesn't do anything for anyone's health. So what we did was create this entire program based on how do we get people to change their habits and live healthier. And I think after doing it for a long time, what happens is there's an inherent promise to come to play in buildings where we are.
Mm-hmm. And if I can add to that, there's a very cool dynamic that, in addition to those that participate in our classes, programs, and events, you have the folks who are living in it, in that environment. It's like moving to a university city where you're not a student necessarily all the time, but you're in that environment, which is so conducive to becoming one. And for those folks that don't participate, they are not inclined, I should say, initially to participate. Living in that environment and passing by a class where you're seeing folks engaged in doing something together or a party that's happening, it really creates an environment that is conducive for those folks who wouldn't ordinarily participate to become engaged and participate. And being in that sort of theme community is a very cool dynamic.
So a bit of a rush for everybody, it sounds like, even whether they're directly participating or not.
Yes.
And Nancy, are the programs more or less off the shelf, or do the offerings differ from facility to facility based on the interests of the residents?
Yes, they do differ. They're customized, tailored to the requests and needs, the desires, even the expertise on site. We have a lot of residents who volunteer their expertise in sharing with other residents, having been professionals in their past and obviously passionate about some work they are part of our programs as well. So we take surveys and we have focus groups on a regular basis, and we assess the needs, and we contract teachers and provide staff accordingly,
Nancy Goodhart and Tim Carpenter with the nonprofit Engage, which works to keep seniors engaged, interested, healthy late in life, and potentially low in income. They do it at a number of facilities in Southern California, and now have one in Portland as well. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the process and how they carry it out. 800-838-3760 by phone, email jx@jeffnet.org. What made you guys decide to leap to Portland?
I think it was, I kind of sort of fell in love with Portland, and I'm sure that's a rare story.
Yeah, it never happens.
Like people flooding the borders, leaving from California to Oregon. and part of it, too, Portland was the first age-friendly city in America, dubbed so by the World Health Organization. And part of that is because it's almost like a master class in how to design a city for people as they grow older. There's such an incredible combination of transportation and access to healthcare and culture and higher education and programs and food and outdoor activity, a sense of community and neighborhood. So part of it was we thought we could be very successful with doing it there. And we've gotten some media attention, especially for the arts buildings, and contacted by a person up there and said, come on up and take a look. And I frankly fell in love with the area and met some people that were really involved already and doing great work with older adults. And here we are. We just started last month in a building in Portland, very excited about the idea of delivering in Oregon.
Are you providing services yet, or is it still in the process of getting going?
We are, yeah. Mm-hmm. We just started doing programs at a building called Cascadian Terrace in Portland. And, you know, low-income folks, we kicked it off with this amazing barbecue and brought in some of the teaching artists that we're going to be bringing in. We hired Tyler Stenson, who's one of the most amazing singer-songwriters in the Portland area, and he played and had people from the community come in. So we wanted to really kick it off with a bang and have the community know we were coming in.
You know, I noticed that we are talking far beyond bingo here. We already talked about you know, some of the rapper work and claymation and things like that, but even things like graphic novels and learning languages at this point in life. So lots of things that really give the brain a bit of a workout, it sounds like.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Keeping the brain active, the body active, staying engaged, yes. It contributes to longevity, well-being overall. It's what we are all about, yep.
It's funny how people treat aging. Because, you know, I think this country is a bit upside down in the way we look at getting older. Yeah, I mean, we started this in Los Angeles, which is basically the heart of darkness for growing older.
Ouch. But,
you know, we treat it with Botox and, you know, put younger people on television.
Right.
But the idea that, that aging is a disease and a disability is just so wrong. You know, it's like even delivering arts programs, you know, it was always arts and crafts with seniors, where, you know, arts are cool and crafts are cool, but you put the two words together and it's a fairly demeaning exercise.
Uh-huh.
So somebody came up with the idea that, that, you know, once you turn 60 or 65 years old, you're suddenly really interested in sitting in a corner and gluing macaroni on the construction paper.
Not so, no. So you claim some savings to society through the programs of Engage, Tim. How so?
We basically, the idea is what I mentioned before. When we, every day that we keep someone in independent, affordable senior housing versus moving to higher levels of care, we save astronomical dollars on the healthcare system and housing costs for the United States, the local subsidies, the families especially. You know, the difference between an affordable apartment rent versus what it costs to be in a nursing home, which is basically the next level of care for these people, mm-hmm. is astronomical.
By the numbers, I mean, how many staff do you have and how many clients do you serve in an average day?
We have 27 employees right now,
mm-hmm.
And our numbers are around 6,000.
Wow.
We serve about 6,000 older adults and a couple hundred families.
Okay, between Southern California and now Portland, that's where Engage does its work. Engage is a nonprofit. The age in Engage is capitalized because it is about helping older people, long in years, but perhaps short in money. Stay engaged and stay interested. Tim Carpenter and Nancy Goodhart, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Jeff. It's been nice. Thank you all.
Take care.